Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We are illumined by the brightness of his rising. Death has no more dominion over us. Joyous light of glory, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, for you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 12th chapter. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from the Epistle of St. James to the Church, the first chapter. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has called you to be his own, and you are a new creature who desires what is good. Now, St. James warns you against that error that God tempts man to do evil, and thus evil comes from God. He says, he is the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Scripture uses this image of light and darkness to describe good and evil. The apostle says God is a light that, unlike the sun, has no spots, unlike the moon, is not subject to change. No, God is the Father of lights. He is the source of good, and nothing evil can come from him. We sin when we want to attribute sin and evil to God. Those things don't belong to him. Likewise, as God's children, he calls us to a life that is new and different than the fallen world around us. He calls us to a life of light. Now, James goes on to address you, even as he has already addressed who God is, when he says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." So think about that then, what God calls you to be. What God calls you to be and teaches you is to be this new life in Christ. Your Lord gives you all that is good, even as he himself is good. You belong to him. The Lord looked over his creation of man. He saw that it was very good. And now when he looks at you, he sees Christ and all that is good that he lived and accomplished. And it's counted to you on his account. So each day, every good thing you have, you give thanks, you praise, you serve and obey your Lord who has given it to you and still takes care of you. You rejoice in him, the giver of all that is good. You delight in all that he teaches, and he has made you to be a new creature. He's made you to be a child of light. So rather than being quick to speak, you're quick to hear and listen to God's word with meekness. Rather than rushing to anger and letting it consume you, you are tempered and self-controlled toward your neighbor and know where true righteousness is found. Rather than basking in the filth of sin and death and evil at every turn, at every pass, you confess your sin and clothe yourself instead with the purity that is forgiveness, the righteousness of Jesus, and with God's word confessing all that is good, right, and true. And your voices sing. They sing tonight with your fellow saints. Together you, with the prophet Isaiah, draw and drink the water from the well of salvation that is Christ and say, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." This is you, dear people of God. People who, of God's own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So be who God has called you to be. Be children of light, singing to the Lord, proclaiming his salvation for you are redeemed by the blood of Christ, crucified and risen for you. For he is yours. You are his own. You belong to the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. And so, rejoice and sing, holy child of God, born of water and the Word, one and have a place in his eternal kingdom, the kingdom of light, of life, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For President Harrison and President Panzer, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the Church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For President Biden, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.